100 years ago, a motley crew of artists, political radicals, and other such dangerous characters got together in a Zurich, Switzerland nightclub to spit in the eye of the establishment. They gave birth to the anarchist Dada movement in art. A similar motley crew of people in Bloomington are recreating the Cabaret Voltaire tonight at the Blockhouse on South College Avenue. Bethy Squires and Dahlia Davoodi are two of the dozens of organizers and performers who will appear on stage. In fact, the entire theater will be the stage, as audience members are encouraged to show up in costume, just as the original Cabaret Voltaire participants did. Bethy and Dahlia join Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Michael Glab for Big Talk. I have a couple of guests in who are getting involved with something called Cabaret Voltaire. Now, Cabaret Voltaire was a place in Zurich, Switzerland. It was a place, but it's more than that. It's a movement, a life. It's a work of art, or maybe it's nothing at all, because Dada was born there. We have with us two guests, Dahlia Davoodi and Bethy Squires. They're both involved with putting on a Cabaret Voltaire here in Bloomington, and that's tonight. Bethy Squires is with the Sitcom Theater. She's also a freelance writer. Dahlia Davoodi is a teacher in the Department of English at Indiana University. What is the Cabaret Voltaire here?
We're celebrating basically the 100-year anniversary of the first Cabaret Voltaire opening. And it was a place for artists who were just kind of bored and angry and tired of how artists made art. And so in 1916, a bunch of these people came together. They had no idea what would happen. They brought all these people together. A lot of it was improvised. A lot of it was just like people in costumes being absurd. Some of it was musical. Some of it was theater and drama. And it started from there, and it was explosive in the moment. Yeah, it was a nightclub. Yeah. And it's a cabaret. The idea is to build off of that energy and see what happens 100 years later when we put together a similarly sort of odd collection of artists, people who do a lot of different things. There's experimental film, there's performance with sitcom theater, and we have installation artists, musical groups, electronic groups. So it's something like 24 artists, if not more than that. And they're coming together and they're doing this thing. A lot of it is improvised. So it's inspired by the logic and energy of Dada.
Bethy, she talks about an odd collection of artists. Are you an odd artist?
Yeah, I would say sitcom theater is pretty odd.
Well, what the heck is the sitcom theater? I've seen it described as absurd and bizarre. Is it?
I would suppose so. Sitcom theater was started actually as a theater to put on theatrical performances of sitcoms. That's why we have the name that we have. We started with a stage adaptation of the season one Friends episode, the one with the blackout, where I played Chandler. And in that one, Chandler has a lot of inner monologue, so we recorded me ahead of time. So I was doing a lot of miming, thinking what Chandler was thinking in his head while reacting to being trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre, the supermodel, played by my friend Janelle Beasley.
So what the heck are you going to be doing at this event?
So we're kind of going back to our roots a little bit, too, in basing what we're doing on forms from the comedy boom. We started doing sitcoms, and then this is where our performance is going to be sort of a take on just a regular stand-up comedy open mic. We'll have different people performing as different types of comedians. I'm going to be a pantomime Gallagher. That's going to be my thing. I have a gas mask that I've been making that's more in the shape of a watermelon. So it's going to be this watermelon, because that's Gallagher's classic shtick, is hitting watermelons with sledgehammers. But then to go back to Dada's roots in the reaction to World War One and the absurdity of that, it is a World War One style gas mask with a really round eyes and the really round place to breathe out of.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have people on our stage being an audience that is being observed in this stand-up moment.
How the heck did you get involved, Dahlia?
The first Burroughs Century event happened in 2014. And
what was that? What was the Burroughs Century?
It was a celebration of William Burroughs, the writer. And it was the anniversary of his birth, basically, that we were celebrating. We were bringing together a lot of different artists and academics from around town, people from out of town. And I was not involved with the planning of the event, but Charles Cannon, who sort of, he motivates a lot of the excitement around the organization, around these festivals and events.
The fellow with the pipe.
The fellow with the pipe, exactly. The guy who looks like James Joyce.
Right.
Yeah. So I just saw him around town. I was living at SOMA because I was writing there all the time.
Yeah.
And he asked if I was interested in getting involved. So I helped spread the word. I helped with some organizing. I was in the English department, so he knew that I might be interested in the literary element. So I was only tangentially related back then, but there was so much momentum that built and just kind of continued to move after the festival was over. But it's really exciting for me to be part of an organization like this and to see it grow really organically. I'm on the board of directors now with Charles Cannon, Tony Brewer, Laura Ivins.
Tony Brewer, who has his fingers in just about every pie in
this
town.
Yeah. Yeah, and he is performing. His band is kind of, I think it's like the debut for their band called Urban Deer. And so he's around. Joan Hawkins, if I didn't mention her name, she's really heavily involved. And it's people from, I mean, all the people that I just named have really different standings in the community.
Yeah.
Joan is faculty at IU. She's been around for a while. Charles lived in Bloomington for decades. Tony, too, kind of like they're all working in different spaces. Laura was a student. But it was people who came together like purely for the excitement about the art. I mean, there's really no other reason to do this. We were all learning on the job, basically, how to promote a festival, how to raise money, how to invite artists for a 5-day festival, which is what we put on last year in 2015, and we're having another one in 2018.
Bethy, I want to ask you this question. What she's describing are formal processes and sort of flies in the face of what Cabaret Voltaire was in a way. They were just anarchists.
Any sort of organized anarchy is still organized.
Mm-hmm.
One reason that this performance is going to be so on point for right now is that Dada was a reaction to a perceived absurdity in the culture and an anxiety about that, how nothing made sense and everything was terrible and disgusting. And I think that is a feeling that a lot of us can relate to this year.
We need another Dada right now.
I think that there's a lot of surreal or anti-comedy or humor being done, I think particularly by millennials, that is in that same spirit of like, you know what? No, I'm not going to take this seriously because clearly you guys aren't. Just a certain amount of like, I have no locus of control, but I can laugh at you. And so I think I'm going to do that because it's literally my only recourse.
It's also really angry. Dada is really angry.
Bethy, who do you like to laugh at or with?
My traditional thing to laugh at, I would say, is old white men. It's easier.
Hey, that's me.
It's easier than getting mad. It's better for your health to just laugh. Takes away their power. It's sort of like the end of Nightmare on Elm Street, where the only way you can beat Freddy Krueger is just turn your back on him and say, you have no relevance here. I am going to ignore you.
Right. Bethy Squires and Dahlia Davoodi and they are two of the principal characters involved in the Cabaret Voltaire, which will be tonight at the Blockhouse, 205 South College Avenue. Bethy, Dahlia, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Cabaret Voltaire begins tonight at 9 p.m. You can hear all episodes of Big Talk at WFHB.org.